Listening Part 2. Listen to a manager of a store telling his staff about some changes to the services the store provides to customers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, for each gap, 1 to 5. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for staying behind after hours. I won't keep you long. I just need to tell you about some important changes coming up to the services that Browns offers its customers. The first thing to say is that we're changing the way our loyalty card works. Customers will still get points for every purchase they make, and, as before, those points can be used anywhere in the store. What's different is that the points will now also be accepted by all the other stores in the Jackson Group, so we've effectively doubled the benefits. We're expecting a bit of a rush to get the new card. To manage this efficiently, customers will be able to pick up a card in store, but they'll need to finish the sign-up process online. We'll give you all the information you need to help them if you're asked to advise on how to go about this. You may also want to reassure customers that we won't pass on information about where they live or any other personal details. Here in the shop, one major change that'll take place will be to our eatery. Feedback indicated that shoppers wanted something other than just snacks, so the cafe's going to get a complete upgrade and become a restaurant, though we'll still do lighter bites too. And we're planning a brand new coffee shop for the ground floor. We're also introducing a personal shopper service, initially for ladies only. Customers will be able to book time with a personal shopper by completing an online form. They'll have to give some basic information regarding their size, shape, and preferred styles, and select a payment option, although they won't be charged until after their session. We've already had quite a few phone inquiries about this service, so I think it'll be a big hit. We're also improving our home design service. Until now, we've provided a soft furnishing service, blinds and other window dressings, bedclothes, pillows and so on. But we're moving towards complete interior design. That means we'll help the customer choose their colour scheme, furniture and floor covering. Everything to complete a room's look. And talking of all things house-related, starting next month, we're going to be running a series of home skills classes. We've got a team of experts lined up to teach a range of workshops, such as cooking according to the time of year. We wanted to start off by covering some of the basics, so the first session is on keeping ingredients safely. The following week's session on quick dinners should be a real crowd pleaser, especially for those who work long hours. So, are there any questions at all?
Now listen again.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for staying behind after hours. I won't keep you long. I just need to tell you about some important changes coming up to the services that Browns offers its customers. The first thing to say is that we're changing the way our loyalty card works. Customers will still get points for every purchase they make, and, as before, those points can be used anywhere in the store. What's different is that the points will now also be accepted by all the other stores in the Jackson Group, so we've effectively doubled the benefits. We're expecting a bit of a rush to get the new card. To manage this efficiently, customers will be able to pick up a card in store, but they'll need to finish the sign-up process online. We'll give you all the information you need to help them if you're asked to advise on how to go about this. You may also want to reassure customers that we won't pass on information about where they live or any other personal details. Here in the shop, one major change that'll take place will be to our eatery. Feedback indicated that shoppers wanted something other than just snacks, so the cafe's going to get a complete upgrade and become a restaurant, though we'll still do lighter bites too. And we're planning a brand new coffee shop for the ground floor. We're also introducing a personal shopper service, initially for ladies only. Customers will be able to book time with a personal shopper by completing an online form. They'll have to give some basic information regarding their size, shape, and preferred styles, and select a payment option, although they won't be charged until after their session. We've already had quite a few phone inquiries about this service, so I think it'll be a big hit. We're also improving our home design service. Until now, we've provided a soft furnishing service, blinds and other window dressings, bedclothes, pillows and so on. But we're moving towards complete interior design. That means we'll help the customer choose their colour scheme, furniture and floor covering. Everything to complete a room's look. And talking of all things house-related, starting next month, we're going to be running a series of home skills classes. We've got a team of experts lined up to teach a range of workshops, such as cooking according to the time of year. We wanted to start off by covering some of the basics, so the first session is on keeping ingredients safely. The following week's session on quick dinners should be a real crowd pleaser, especially for those who work long hours. So, are there any questions at all?